I'm Henry Yap with VPR News. Businessman and philanthropist Antonio Pomerleau has died at the age of 100. Pomerleau loomed large in Burlington business and politics for years. A Republican by nature, he forged an unlikely alliance with Bernie Sanders, who was elected mayor of Burlington in 1980. In 2012, Pomerleau told VPR he was ready to work with the self-described socialist mayor.
I was the first to go up City Hall and shake hands with him. And I said, Bernie, you're the mayor, but still my town. And I said, you come with some idea, I'll back you up. He says, you will.
Pomerleau and Sanders teamed up on several projects, including police department reforms. In a 1981 interview, Sanders recalled how Pomerleau worked to establish better relations with the police union.
He was willing to sit down and talk to the union in an open manner. And the truth of the matter is that today, and I won't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, but today confirmed both from the union and from Pomerleau the relationship between the rank and file cop in the city of Burlington and management is better than it's been in God knows how many years.
A federal judge says Vermont's public access television stations can take part in a lawsuit between the cable company Comcast and the state of Vermont. State regulators in June ordered Comcast to allow the stations to access the cable company's interactive program guide and to invest more in the state's high-definition network. Comcast then sued the state, and on Thursday, a U.S. district judge ruled that the stations could take part in the proceedings. Residents of Pittsford have voiced their opinion about how they'd like to use a historic farm donated to the town. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Oh, I liked a lot of them, but I picked that one, and that one. Just those three.
About 70 people gathered Thursday night to winnow down a wish list on how best to use a historic house, barn, and about 20 acres smack in the middle of town. After two rounds of voting and discussion moderated by staff from the Vermont Council on Rural Development, the top three ideas include creating a community center, developing commercial and retail space, and forming an agricultural hub and community garden. Betsy Morgan, who owns the property with her husband Baird, is thrilled.
I think it was an incredible process that occurred here. It's grassroots democracy at its best, and I was just overwhelmed by the energy. It was just great.
The Morgans and a Village Farm working group will now determine how best to implement the winning ideas. Stay tuned. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Pittsford.
You're listening to VPR News. I'm Henry Epp.